I am a leader, and I'm not afraid to make tough decisions, and you can clap on that also.
Williams touted his efforts improving the city Thursday night, telling the audience multiple times that they can clap for his achievements. He touted the creation of the police department's homicide unit in 2014, expansion of youth services, and promises to raise pay for city workers while avoiding layoffs, among many other things. Hardly any time was spent addressing his proposed FY17 budget, up nearly 2% from this year, though Williams mentioned his administration is working on a 3-year strategic plan to curb rising health care costs.
It's a major thing that our employees enjoy, but it's something that we're going to have to face. We can't kick the can down the road and not pay attention to this, because this is going to escalate to a point where it'll bankrupt us one day if we don't work on this.
City Councilman Bud Friel says he's also concerned about health care costs and efforts so far to address them.
We did delete some positions this year. I'm not sure it's enough. And then there was a transfer that was made basically to overcome those increase in health care costs. And that concerns me because I don't know. First of all, they're taking it from a fund that I don't know if they can afford to give that money up. And
Budget hearings begin on Monday. The new budget needs to be approved by council before June 30th. Megan Pauley, Delaware Public Media.